This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GGN Network. God bless. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. Head up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there, a lot going on. So, the, man, there's so much going on I want to get to. But while we're at it, while you're waiting, write this down. Go to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell has made a way. You've heard me say this a million times. He's made a way for us to make a few bucks. Okay? And you really need to take advantage of some of the breaks he's giving you. Some of you have written me and said, look, the slippers are too much, this is too much, that's too much. Hop on there. Use promo code Joe. They don't charge you until you say charge it. But use the promo code Joe and watch how much money you'll save. You'll spend that kind of money. You know, if you're talking about going to, like, Thrifty Mart and buying a pair of slippers for $12. No, those aren't what these are. But you'll buy new slippers at Thrifty Mart every 2 years. The ones I got from my pillow 2 years into it, they're still strong. They're still comfortable. Really. So, check it out. They're American made. They've got people in this country that we're giving money to. You know, we're paying them. I mean, think about all the support and stuff for people that work here. People are here. And Mike is a good guy. He stands for the same things that you and I stand for. All right. More craziness going on in the schools. So makes me nuts. Right now, there's a new class at Indiana University. It took them over $200,000 to put it together. There are 10 new queer initiatives. One of them being binding for beginners. This is where your money is going, people. State universities, your tax dollars are going to support them. Is that really where you want it going? If it's a private university, this is where your endowment's going, or their endowment's going. This is where the money that you give is going. It's just amazing. These funded projects include a gender affirmation closet, hormone therapy, sexual holistic health care, and LGBTQ plus studies. Whatever happened to just basic education at these places? Why are you forced to take these classes? Indiana University's Office of the Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Multicultural Affairs tweeted on July 6th that the grant funding would support diversity inclusion efforts across Indiana universities. No, that's not what it does. The gender affirmation closet. So why can't we have groups that do this kind of thing? You go there if you want to. You're not forced to do it in a school environment where you're forced to be to a degree. I realize this is college, But if they want that degree they're wanting to get, they're being forced to take these things. It's not right. They give clothes, free clothes, to students that want to match their perceived gender identity, including dresses, tops, bottoms, bras, shoes, outwear, accessories, and headbands. Again, remember, right, that this is an issue. When you think about what this is, and we're still working it, the American, what is it, the American Journal of Medicine, is it? They'll tell you that this is a condition. But you can't say it. Get in trouble for saying it. Some of the classes in this LGBTQ plus cultural center, the video tutorials can be found there, such as Binding for Beginners, Period Advice for Trans Guys. Somebody has to, I don't even understand that. Queer Polyamory and Asexual Aromanticism. Now, medical care initiates funding by IU included access to gender affirmation hormones. They're intended to create a holistic therapeutic environment to address all the needs that can arise with individuals as they journey through their gender and sexual selves. Really. This is really what you should be focused on in college, right? Not your major. God forbid we should do that. But this kind of thing. It's just, guys, it's never ending. And I'm sorry, but I don't get it. I don't agree with it, and I don't get it. You know, I think it's the AMA calls it gender dysphoria. They have a term for this. And they have a term for it for a reason. Because it's a problem. It's not that you do not need a degree. You do not need a college degree to figure this out. Seriously. So Bloomberg currently offers LGBTQ plus scholarships. IU Southeast has a safe zone program for LGBT students. I would love to know. Really, real stories though, not fake ones. I would really love to know how many LGBTQ plus students are now, I don't know, that are bullied on campus on a regular basis. Real numbers. Because the kids are so much more accepting than I'd even say we were in the 60s and 70s. Come and see your host. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I'm just enjoying it. WC, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Road Joe. 855-732-5563. We'd love to have you give us a holler. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, get involved, get engaged, make a statement, do something to make a change. You know, I'm not really picking on anybody in particular. Really, it may sound that way, but I'm really not. So, I'll get back to the story in a second, because this just, somebody sent me an email to kind of lit me up a little bit. So we walk around complaining about our school districts, our school systems, what they're teaching in our schools, right? And there are some of you that would just jump right in and be more than happy to take a place on a school board or whatever. You got to get informed, though. It's what I keep saying on the show. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. You got to know how the process works. I didn't say give into the process. Because you can't even figure out how to work the process in your favor unless you know how it works to begin with. But so many people say to me, I'll do the work. And I go, well, okay, when and where have you been? So if you're thinking about running for school board because you're teed off about masks or potential vaccine mandates, that's not a reason to run. Look at the bigger picture. Whatever seat you're running for, city council, school board, water board, dog catcher, whatever it is, look at the bigger picture as to why you want to be there, what you're willing to do, and how hard you're willing to work for it. All right? When you say to a guy like me who's willing to help you get into a seat, well, if nobody runs for the seat, I will. I'll take any seat that you think I should sit in. Yeah, I'm not helping either one of those people. You need to have a heart for it because, you're going to get it. And they're not going to make it easy for you. The left does not want guys like you and me to be in these seats. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I mean, if you're not going to run, get up close, work with somebody who's going to, help them do whatever they need to do. I mean, emails, text messaging, but they'll teach you how to do that stuff. You won't have to worry about doing it. You got no money? I got no money. I can't give you money. I can't do anything. Yes, you can. You can make phone calls. You can send emails. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. So anybody who says, I can't do, no, that's not true. You don't want to do anything. For 99% of you, you simply don't want to do anything. Anyway, we're talking about the university is spending over $200K on 10 gender-affirming queer programs. Bunch of initiatives. Which I just have to get the biggest kick out of. Matter of fact, one of these groups is the Queering or Queer Bible Studies held in the Rainbow Lounge. Binding for Beginners. Period advice for trans guys. Can somebody teach me that? I don't even know. I can't even imagine that one through. Medical care initiatives funded by IU include access to gender affirmation hormone therapy. They're intended to create a holistic... There is nothing holistic about changing your gender with drugs. You want to keep it natural, normal, keep it where it is. Now, IU is no stranger to the woke LGBTQ initiatives. They offer some pretty interesting programs. This is why you need to check these out before you send your kids there. Southwest has a safe zone program for LGBT students. Right? They also advertise all gender restrooms. The IU system universities have also been ranked best of the best by Campus Pride Index. It's a benchmark tool for the LGBTQ plus inclusivity recently covered by Campus Reform. So again, they're so afraid to say anything. You won't get anything done. In all reality, you just won't. If you caught the show earlier, I was talking about the Title IX proposal. Now, some of you don't know, but Title IX was a law that was put in place that would make sure that women, females, because they weren't being treated properly, they weren't being treated equally. So it was a program put together to make sure that women got equal access to playing fields, equipment, that kind of thing. That money was there for both and what have you. So Joey B's administration comes in and says, well, you know, that's great, that's wonderful, that's really cool, but we're going to make it available to men who say they're women. Okay? And therefore, you have to let men who claim to be women swim in the female, you know, swimming. Maybe play volleyball. Female wrestling. I mean, I go through a whole bunch of stuff. The federal judge went, wait a minute. No. I mean, these are the same people that keep screaming to you to follow science. I wish they would follow science. Really follow science. Not go find a scientist after going through 20,000 of them that would step up and get in line with what you want. No, real ones. Now, this judge in Tennessee, he's pausing the Department of Education's new Title IX regulations after 20 state attorneys general filed a lawsuit against the department. And I think they're right. They say the new rules right bump right up against their constitutional rights as states. The department proposes that the current regulations should be amended to provide greater clarity regarding the scope of sex discrimination, including recipients' obligations not to discriminate based on sex stereotypes, sex characteristics, pregnancy, or related conditions. You know, I'm sorry, guys. But here's the thing. Forgive me, ladies. If a woman is pregnant, you really want her playing football? I mean, seriously. Volleyball? Ass swimming? Probably not as strenuous. And that's not to take anything away from swimming at all. But, I mean, somebody hitting you in the belly in a football on the football game is going to be a problem, right? Same thing with hockey, that kind of thing. It goes on to say, you know, let me see, related conditions, sexual orientation, gender identity. Yeah. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. The CIA leading the operation and saying it took place in Kabul and there were no civilian casualties. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Know how to push the button. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. All right? I do. Stop it. Who asked you? Truly be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged. Really mean that. You know, I mean, seriously. You can't really take a stand on anything that you don't have full information on. Now, we were talking about the lawsuit that was put in place to stop Joe Biden from totally massacring the Title IX law that protects women in sports. So now what we have to do is we have to change it so that men can compete in women's sports, just, which is exactly what this was, well, not exactly, it's partially what this was meant to stop doing, to allow women to have their own place, to be able to, you know, excel in sports and other things. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, he concurred that Biden administration infringed on the state rights to reduce or redefined sex, and was quoted in an email to Campus Reform as saying that he was proud to have helped thwart yet another of Biden's radical overreaches. God bless. Thank you that somebody is speaking up. And his injunction, the judge emphasized that the new Title IX proposal directly interferes and threatens the plaintiff states and their ability to continue to enforcing their state laws. I love it. Right? Now, due to the judge's ruling, states are free now to bar biological men from competing in women's athletics. They should have been allowed to begin with. I mean, really. No matter what they do with the medication they take, they still have different strengths and weaknesses than women do. Still. So I don't understand why is it that the idiots in the room, the only ones that can see this happening? Again, Oh, hey, you know those peaceful, nice people? Democrats, you know, they keep telling us Trump, what is it, love Trump's hate? All of that? The owner of a West Palm Beach, Florida diner called a Democrat congresswoman, congresswoman who targeted his business a Marxist. Richard Klein, city diner owner, said that he was served Representative Lois Frankel, she's a Democrat out of Florida, for years with no problem. Frankel came barging into his diner one day when she found out that he put a Republican primary candidate poster for Deborah Aldamy that said, "Retire Lois Frankel." She called Klein Mr. Trump and pointed her finger at him, threatening to boycott his business, and the whole exchange was caught on camera. She went on to say, in my opinion, these aren't Democrats anymore. My grandparents were Democrats. These people now we're dealing with are Marxists. They're communists. It's either their way or the highway. And we know what that's all about. You know, he said to her, "We're Americans first." Now, the conservative businessman said it's time to get rid of these Marxists in this country. I agree with him. Drive them out. Get them gone. Our founding fathers didn't want anybody dictating things to us, not the ways of life, anyhow. We're well past, you know, the things in the early days that our founding fathers really want us to deal with. We're well past, you know, just talking about simple taxes. Right? And they didn't want taxes. You know, when the country first started, and please, do your homework. The country wasn't started just because of taxation without representation. No, seriously. The country was started. We had 27 grievances, or it might have been more than that. But taxation without representation was way down on the list. So when you run around telling people, "Well, this country started because of taxation," no, that's not it. Shh, don't say that. Get informed and then speak. He said he went on to say that my grandparents, the restaurant owner, my grandparents were Democrats, but they wouldn't run around hating neighbors. It doesn't make sense. In the old days, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, they fought all day long, but then they had a beer at the end of the day. They didn't have to hate each other just because they didn't agree politically. And that's what's happened over the years. It used to be that there was some overlap between what a congressperson, what a representative of any kind, and the voters, right, the constituents. We had some kind of commonality, a way to reach out to them. And now you look at this, and there isn't any. Once you elect that person, you no longer count until about 4 months before the election. Then all of a sudden you count again. Come on, you notice that? As a kid, I keep telling you, I grew up in Boston. There's a very, very, very famous bakery there. Famous countrywide. Called Mike's Pastry. Famous for their cannolis. Every major politician, including presidents, have gone into the north end of Boston and stopped at that place. Because they knew what that would draw. What that would do for that area. So, they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. And they didn't hate it. None of us hated each other. Anyway, we do need to come together and get rid of Marxists. Now, despite Klein's threat to discourage people from visiting his diner, Klein said he had a lot of new customers. That's the other thing. They don't realize it. I know they don't want to hear this. But the more you hit some of us, the more you make fun of some of us, the more you put some of us down, the stronger we get. Because people know you're lying. And they figure if you're going to go lie on me or lie on somebody like me, then you're very, you know, then you're not worthy of it. You can't stand on your own. He went on to say, I'll serve everybody, he added. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. It doesn't matter to me. I serve good food. I serve it to everyone. I want everyone to partake of my meal. Right? It's called the City Diner. It's become a conservative place to hang out. But anybody can hang out. Right? I just love this. I love the fact that as much as they keep calling us haters, we're the ones that are more embracing than they are. We're more tolerant than they are. But they won't. Not for a second. We soon they're going to, these guys soon are going to be trying to make it so you can't even, I don't know, have a cross on your neck. Any kind of religious symbol on your neck. Or that will be against, well, you look at the direction they're heading in. All right, here's a story about students who raised over $37,000 to sue a Christian university. Listen carefully. This is what makes me think that there's a mental deficiency with them. Big time. Not a little one. Students raised over $37,000 to sue Christian University for upholding biblical standards. there's no way. There is no way not to giggle about that. Seattle Pacific University students are raising $75,000 to keep pay for lawful, to help pay for a lawsuit against it. Tongue and lip aren't working. They're a Christian school for retaining a staff policy that prohibits faculty from engaging in behavior that contradicts biblical standards. What's wrong with that? No, really. We know that the Bible has standards, has scripture. You know when you go to work, unless you're honestly trying to screw the organization, you know when you go to work for a Bible-thumping organization, right? You're not going to be able to get away with some of the things you do on the street. Jim, senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm here to fight for you.
That was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, this is the Metador, right? The guy who's out there fighting. You know, and it is a fight, people. Whether you want to or not, it is a fight. There's no way around it. I got an email during the break. I want to know why I am not all over the China, Iran thing. Why? Because everybody is all over the China and Iran thing. You want to hear the depth and detail of those things? Please. I'm not the guy for you, apparently. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because I want you to be that. All right, I was telling you about a student who raised, students who raised over $37,000 to sue a Christian university for doing something terrible, nasty, unthinkable. Yep. Stick up for biblical principle. That's what the problem is. I can't stand it. The protest fund is garnered, well, probably now it's closer to a little over $40,000. On May 25th, the group Seattle Pacific LGBTQ Plus protest launched a sit-in demonstration demanding the SPU's Board of Trustees publicly disclose who voted to retain the policy and for those members to resign from the position for holding homophobic beliefs. You think God should resign from being God? Just asking. However, Board of Trustees Chairman Dean Cato rejected the demands. He sent a letter to the students. He said that the policy is consistent with the university's mission and statement of faith that reflect the traditional view of biblical marriage and sexuality. You know, what's funny about this is when you, these people, when they sign up for this, when they sign up for the class, when they sign up for the school, they sign that they agree. Are they lying? Because if they're lying, they should be disqualified right away, right? Well, they just do that to get in so they can cause trouble. What do you think? The statement of faith affirms the history, the historic Christian faith as attested to in the divinely inspired and authoritative scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, which defines marriage as between one man and one woman. So they knew that going in there. They knew what the school's rules were. They knew what the school hung all of their policies on. And yet, they still signed up, and now they're going to fight them. That's what they think they're going to do. Seattle Pacific LGBTQ Plus ended a nearly 2-month sit-in on July 1st. They said they're going to take legal action. This ought to be fun. They wrote, "This is not a decision that we take lightly, but it's a decision we believe that will protect the future of our university." Why? What was wrong with it? You went there for a reason, so what was wrong with it? Are you just like a moron? You went to a school you hated? You went to a school that you knew upheld principles that you wanted nothing to do with? That doesn't sound like a very smart thing to do. I mean, seriously. You kind of have to sit there and scratch the back of your head and wonder what they were thinking and or not thinking. Hey, look, I'm just finding all, I just find all of this amusing. The reason I do is because they never think this stuff through, ever. They put it out there. They want to fight for it. But they don't understand what they're fighting for. I have no clue. A California medical professional wants to create a floating abortion clinic. That's right. The floating abortion clinic would be located in the Gulf of Mexico. That's interesting. No, I'm not going to be mean. It could be nice. University of California, San Francisco, medical professor. He plans to create a floating abortion clinic. You mean a murder mill. I have no other name for it. Dr. Meg Autry, a gynecology professor at the UCSF, told the Associated Press on July 10th that the clinic should be located off the coast of Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama. Right, that way there, the abortion bans that have taken effect in those states, they can simply kind of truck on out to the abortion clinic. To accomplish this, Autry's raising funds through her nonprofit, Prowess. It's short for Protecting Reproductive Rights of Women Endangered by State Statutes. According to the Prowess website, the floating clinic will offer surgical abortions up to 14 weeks, contraception and on-site testing for sexually transmitted infections. You know, I went to Care Pregnancy Center, the one that Elizabeth Warren has been speaking against. So I went with another elected official to one today for a tour and an understanding of what they're all about, truly what they're doing, what they're teaching, and what they're telling their clients. I could find nothing, absolutely nothing, no hint of anything that Elizabeth Warren said that they do there. All right? And seriously. You can find nothing online against most of these clinics. So how she comes out with a generality that they're all like this, it should be a shame on her moment. Why do they have to lie? Why is it that they have to lie to try to get their point across? If they have such a great position on something, if they're on the position of right, then don't lie about it. Hammer it home with fact. It's really that easy. The Marine Clinic will also have a helicopter access to transport emergencies. Why? I thought abortions were safe. Really? Dr. Autry said that she believes that we are expecting legal challenges at all steps along the way, including the premise of a legality as well as criminalizing patients and providers. We have done extensive research and are ready to implement once we have the funding to acquire a vessel. Now, Prowess believes that it would be easier for residents of these southern states to travel to the ocean rather than drive or fly to states where abortion is legal. Really? Wow. I'm sure that somebody in a low socioeconomic area can afford a, a boat pass? What are you going to take? How are you going to make it happen? The country has to create options and be thoughtful and creative to help people in restricted states to get the health care they deserve. No, the country doesn't have to create options. There are already options. States already have options. You know, I love it. They were supposed to be rare and safe. Instead, when we got to a nilly-willy process by which anybody can get an abortion for any reason, whether it be by pill or any other thing, we've come a long way from the original decision. I'm not even so sure you can call it the Roe versus Wade decision anymore. Think about it. Seriously. It doesn't hold true to what its original intent was. And if they really want to stick by the, you know, ruling of the Supreme Court, they haven't. They've done what, like they always do, they've done whatever they wanted to do. And whatever happens, happens. Love it. Not really, but I love it. Because they show, when it comes to stuff like this, they're showing their real colors. And truly what they want for you, well, they don't necessarily want it for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. In all sincerity. All right, Trump is running around screaming that he has absolute immunity in civil suits around the January 6th action. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Do you guys know? Because I don't know. Donald Trump is claiming absolute immunity in all civil suits pertaining to the January Capitol 6th riots. Trump's preliminary statement to the court has been released in which the former president's legal team dismisses the possibility of civil suits against Trump entirely, citing presidential immunity. This appeal requires that, you know, adjudication of a simple but important constitutional issue regarding the separation of powers. Whether the scope of the presidential absolute immunity continues to reach the outer perimeters of presidential responsibilities or whether immunity can be undercut if the presidential act in question is unpopular. See, everything he did was within his rights to do. And he didn't do anything unconstitutional. And frankly, if you were honest with yourself and really listened to what he said and what he told them, you know, the people that were out there at the rally, he didn't do anything wrong. And these same people now that are on my case, some of my friends, I said, where were you with Maxine Waters? Where were you with Nancy Pelosi? Where were you with Sheila Jackson Lee when they were calling for violence? Where were you with all that? Did you say a word? Did you do anything? Did you make a difference? Did you make a change? No, they didn't. Like I said, they're dictators. They're not in there for fairness. They really don't care how fair we are or are not. Joe Messina, your host. It's been a pleasure. If you got to leave, you can find us online at joemessina.com. If you don't have to leave, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.